When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Carrie's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, got an interesting situation need your help with.
Mm-hmm.
For about a year, my husband and I have been paying a 15-year-old girl who we know from church to babysit our kids every day when they get home from school.
Okay.
Well, during this time, I just couldn't figure out why so many of my shoes from my closet were either misplaced or missing altogether.
Mm.
Finally, I confronted this babysitter by asking her what her shoe size was, and has she been stealing my shoes?
Oh, wow.
The babysitter burst into tears, admitted that she was borrowing them, but never intended to keep them.
Mm.
She has since returned them. My kids like her. She's really good other than this, and I really think she's learned her lesson, but my husband wants her gone.
Ah.
So if you all were in my predicament, would you fire a babysitter you caught borrowing your shoes?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So she wasn't, you know, stealing. She's given them back. She said she was borrowing them. She's a 15-year-old.
Probably has
learned her lesson, like, okay, better not do that again. She's on to me. She caught me.
Yeah, I almost am going towards the, all right, give her one more chance.
Yeah.
But if things turn up missing, then that's it. Even if she's innocent, she's already kind of painted herself into that corner. So I would almost say give her another chance.
Yeah, you put her on notice. You just say, okay, well, you know, just I need you to ask me, you know, if there's anything that you need to use or borrow, just ask first.
Yeah, some texts coming in. A thief is a thief. Should tell her parents and the church. Dang.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is hard. I don't know if we go that far. But
you know, 15, you know, she may look like an adult. She's still a kid, though.
Yeah. And oof. I think you give her another chance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that was my default answer is thinking, you know, and maybe that's just me being naive and going, I bet you know, from the sound of her reaction that she is mortified. And, you know, it's a talking to, like, hey, this, you know, obviously, you know, this is wrong.
Right.
And we're going to give you another shot. And if things go south again, this is your final warning.
And then you can even say, we're going to have to talk to your parents about it. Mm. Because, you know, there's probably going to be repercussions.
There are several already on Facebook that are like, yeah, I would fire her if she did this. What else would she do? And I would tell her parents. You don't have to tell others why you let her go if you want to keep her rep as a good kid, but I would definitely let her go.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, the thing that I keep hanging on is the fact that she says my kids like her. She's really good with them other than this. This has kind of been the only hiccup in the road.
Yeah, maybe the kids like her because maybe the kids like her because she takes her around to different stores and lets them shoplift.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. Come on, I kid.
You don't know that.
Have you ever done? But okay, all right. Have you ever done anything as a babysitter that the other like that the host parents didn't know about?
No.
Okay.
No, I was always making sure that everything was, you know, going to be as it was before they left and that the kids are happy and all the, I mean, yeah, you kind of take that seriously. I would never dream of taking anything from the house, borrowing it or not. If I saw something, I thought maybe I would ask.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I did when I was, quote, babysitting that I think to this day the family doesn't know about.
Oh, no. We should probably call him and tell him now.
Because I just really wanted to.
Oh,
and I
okay.
wanted to see what it was like.
All right.
So I'll tell you that story on the way. And then there are several other stories about this we'll get to. So Carrie and her husband caught the babysitter stealing. She burst into tears, apologized, returned everything. It was shoes, right? But does she fire her or not? See, the kids like her, but the husband is like, you know what? She needs to go.
Yeah, she said she's been really good other than this.
And have we been too lenient? Like, I feel we both said, Kelly, you and I both said, I maybe lean towards giving her a second chance. But man, there are so many people that are like, nope, done. How's she going to learn her lesson otherwise?
Yes, probably been doing it before. What else is she going through of your stuff? Can't trust her. Tell the church because that's how they met her.
Mm-hmm.
All the things. And I see a lot of their points. Like, you know, that's the biggest thing being, okay, what else has she been going through? And can you trust her? But I'm thinking she knows now that you are watching her like a hawk.
Yeah.
And your stuff.
Yeah.
So is it just a thing where, you know, a lot of people point out she's 15.
She's 15. She's
better.
Young and dumb. She's not stealing money.
Exactly.
It is but shoes, but.
Well, a lot of people said she should know better at 15. But
sure.
Then again, I think you still are, you know, a kid, and maybe she just didn't, you know, realize. I mean, I guess the fact that she took them out of the house is bold at
mm-hmm.
best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would at least, how did she not just think to ask, say, hey, I noticed you had these beautiful shoes. I was wondering if I could borrow them and then just see what they say.
You never know why, you know, why they do this, why they do that. So, all right. When I was a teenager and I was house sitting, so it wasn't babysitting, I was house sitting. And our neighbors were probably gone for a week. And part of what I was doing was house sitting and watching and feeding their cats and their dog while they
right.
were away. Right. So I would go over every day. Well, they had a car in their garage. I don't even remember what car it was, but it was a stick shift. And I was just learning how to drive a stick shift. And I was like, oh, wow. I want to see if I can drive this.
Shut up.
And so they left their keys on the back, you know, like on a hook on the back of the door leading out to the garage.
Ben.
And so I was like, you know what? I could just drive it around the block, maybe.
Ben.
And just see what it's like driving this stick shift.
Ben.
And that's what I did.
You did not. You drove their car.
I drove their car. I didn't drive it far because I got freaked out. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, yes,
there's
going to
be someone who recognizes the car.
What if you got in a wreck?
Well,
what if you got in a wreck? That can happen in a neighborhood.
Again, I was young and dumb, and
oh
I just wanted
gosh.
To see because I hadn't. I just learned how to drive a stick shift, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Okay, so now, should we go ahead and judge Ben now next? Would you hire Ben to be your house sitter?
Hey.
Knowing that you Ferris Bueller'd it.
I did. The cats and the dog were fine. And
oh, great. And you're like, yeah, they're fine. I'm just going to step out for a little bit.
You know what? Everything looks good here.
Uncle Ben's going to take it for a spin.
I'm going to drive this nice 5-speed car here real quick and see if I can get it up to 60 miles an hour before I get down to the end of the street.
What is the matter with you? Why are you admitting this on the radio right now?
I think there's a statute of limitations, I'm sure.
This should be one of the deepest, darkest secrets you never speak of. Ever.
This could be a deep, dark secret. Alice texted in and said, I worked with a girl who was a babysitter and then wound up being the wife.
Ooh.
So she stole the husband.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah,
like
that is a little bit different.
That is way different than shoes. But yikes.
Oh, my gosh. Patrick says, no wonder you want to let her off, Ben. You committed grand theft. Well, when you put it that way, Patrick.
You don't understand how lucky you are that nothing horrific happened.
I think
could
you could probably
you
just
imagine.
I think you probably could have just stopped it after you don't know how lucky you are. Leave
yes.
it at that, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right. So anyways.
Oh my goodness.
I borrowed their car and I brought it back. I put it back into the garage. Everything was fine.
What if they looked at the mileage? What if they
could have
like Cameron from Ferris Bueller's dad makes note of the mileage. Did you try to drive it backwards?
Listen, quite honestly, they could have because that was the last time I ever house sat there for them ever. So
maybe you were busted.
Maybe I was, and I just never know.
You were busted.
All right, so there you go. That is group therapy. I think there are a lot of ways to take a look at this. Kelly and I lean towards the give her another chance, but whatever you do. Yeah,
there's a lot of perspectives. Apparently, we're in the minority.
Yep, for sure. All right, keep us posted.